Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Well, fall camp's here and rolling right along. NFL training camp. Falcons obviously getting some things done. And NFL Network has got you covered from coast to coast. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Lance Ford dealer. Let's talk to one of the men in the know, chief national reporter for NFL Network, our buddy Steve Weish, joining us here. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Weish89. Steve, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight.
No, I appreciate you having me on. Looking forward to it.
You know,
is it a Twitter page anymore, or is it an X page? Because that doesn't sound right.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, we're not getting into that X thing. I'm still birding
Thank
it
you.
Up. Yeah, so. hey, Steve, I've never really asked you this, but you were part of a really good group of beat writers for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, Chris Mortensen, yourself, Len Pasquarelli, Vaughn, D-Led. Like, you know, for all the, you know, lack of success that the Falcons franchise had for so long, that was a really good group over the years. I mean, you were part of a pretty good club of guys that covered this Atlanta Falcons team.
Yeah, don't forget Matt Winklejohn,
yeah.
Who did a hell of a job as well. Look, it was an opportunity, and even though, teams may not have success, it's our job to report the news. It's our job to tell great stories, and as somebody who covered a 19-win NBA team in Washington, and a lot of teams that didn't win, sometimes that's where the best stories are told, right? Because the readers or the viewers or whatever, they may not care about the end result anymore because it's not positive, but they may start caring about the people and things behind it or why things aren't working. So you get to really tell stories a little bit differently than if this team was like in first place, whatever, and everyone's kind of riding that wave of momentum trying to win a championship.
Steve, you've been spending some time up in my neck of the woods. I was born and raised in Canton, Ohio, and
right.
I know you've been in Cincinnati and Cleveland. Let me ask you first about the Bengals before we get into some Falcons talk. But, boy, they dodged the ultimate bullet with Joe Burrow, and that could have gone a lot worse, and it certainly looked a lot worse when it first happened. How much are they crossing their fingers up there that, hey, we dodged something out there because their season would have been over? I mean, say what you will, but their season would have been over if Joe Burrow's not the trigger man.
Over. I mean, just because look at the rest of the AFC, especially even their division. And plus, he's just, I mean, other than Patrick Mahomes, he's that guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got that Mamba mentality, so to speak, where 2 minutes left in the game, he's coming for the throat. And so, yeah, I mean, they feel – I won't say they feel like they dodged a bullet. They feel – the when I was there, the attitude was like, okay, yeah, he's going to be back in a couple weeks. The interesting thing is, will Joe Burrow step on the field before he gets that contract extension? Mm. You know, that's going to be – I don't know if he'll necessarily play hardball and say, hey, I'm not going to play unless I get it. But at the same time, the Bengals, you know, Duke Tobin and the people in the front office might be like, okay, let's go ahead and get this done. There's no reason not to. So that's, you know, but again, in terms of how they feel about things, it was he's going to be back maybe by the season opener, and we're going to be just fine. Because I tell you what, that roster is loaded. It is loaded, but it might be loaded for just one more year because once they pay Joe Burrow, that wide receiver trio is probably going to break up, and they're probably going to start losing some more key players.
Yeah, I was thinking, Steve, that when if you were at training camp around the Bengals facility at all, look and see if there's a dumpster full of cash because that's what it's going to take to pay Joe Burrow. I mean, it's going to be mega sized.
Well, him and then Jamar Chase.
Yeah,
I mean that's the thing. They've got two scoops of money they got to dish out. So that, you know, that's an interesting thing about drafting. Well, you want to keep your guys when they play two premium positions. It's going to hurt you in some other spots.
Let me ask you about the Browns. You know, they felt like a couple of years ago that whether ownership or coaches or general managers, you know, they looked at themselves and thought they had a Super Bowl-ready roster with Chubb and Garrett and a lot of guys on their offensive line, and they were a quarterback away. Bring Deshaun Watson in. I mean, obviously things were kind of sideways last year and things like that, but how much pressure is there on Watson now that, look, there's still a lot of talent on that team. They've got to figure some things out, and they've got to start winning. I mean, or their coach is not going to be around. Look, I have my issues with Stefanski about some of his decision-making, but, again, they need to start winning because that roster is too good to be just kind of in the muck and mire of the AFC.
I agree. I was there today, and, man, that roster is really, really good. And then you add Jim Schwartz coming in as defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That defense is going to be a lot better. I mean, his defenses tend to really be high takeaway teams, which is what they need. I mean, you add Za'Darius Smith along opposite of Myles Garrett on the edges. I mean, they're just stacked. But, no, Deshaun Watson is under pressure, right? This team mortgaged its soul to get him in a lot of different ways. And, you know, last year you have to say he came in under circumstances that he brought on himself. A whole lot of things were going on, and people I talked to today said he's not dealing with any of that, right? He is dealing with just playing football. So he's got to come in and win because his division is loaded with quarterbacks. The AFC is loaded with quarterbacks. And I'm telling you, man, they've got some players. That rookie wide receiver, Cedric Tillman out of Tennessee, looks like a stud. Getting Elijah Moore in the slot from the Jets looks like a stud to go with Amari Cooper. Of course, Nick Chubb. They've just got players all across the board, and he is the ultimate X factor to me in the NFL. If he plays well, Cleveland could be one of these teams that could end up making a lot of trouble for a lot of teams, not just in the AFC, but in the NFL.
Chief National Reporter for NFL Network, Steve Weiss, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, let's talk about some Atlanta Falcons. By the way, are you going to do the preseason again this year for the Falcons?
I'm not. They, you know, they told me thanks, but they're kind of going in different directions. No, but I mean, I just really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
So I got nothing but love for that organization for giving me a chance.
Let's talk about this team. You know, one of the things that's been preached a lot about Arthur Smith is just positionless football, and we've heard that term a lot with the Bijan Robinsons and Tyler Algiers and Jonnu Smiths and Kyle Pitts and everything like that. How difficult is this offense going to be to defend? Because, again, they can do so many different things with their personnel, and especially as they get down deep, they've got a lot of ways that they can line up and look at teams. How difficult of a matchup are they going to be for teams to try to stop?
Well, I mean, ideologically, it's going to be a pain. Because here's the thing. You know what they're going to do, right? They're going to run the football. But, you know, they're just not going to line up and smash it on you. They've got, like you talked about, the varied types of skilled players with Bijan Robinson, with Tyler Algier, with Cordero Patterson. They've got massive wide receivers. And I'll tell you this, I talked about it when they did it. I'm glad that people are starting to recognize Mac Hollins. Right, he is a huge target, incredibly physical. He can make the big play. If you watch what he did with the Raiders, he's good near the end zone. When you saw what he did with the Dolphins, and he's an excellent special teams player, and he's a monster blocking against the run. So they've got so many different packages that they can align with. You can go three by wide and put, you know, Pitts, London, and Mac Hollins on one side, and then you come back with Jonnu Smith as a weak side guy or somebody else, you know, Bijan Robinson. There are so many different looks they can give teams to stretch the defense and then just basically run a simple power run play up the middle with Algier where they spread everybody out so he's going to gain 15 to 20 yards. And they can give you that look 20 different times and run 20 different plays out of it.
You know, Steve, one of the things you were dead on about was the fact that Tyler Algier would be an impactful player. And I remember watching you and you know, hearing you talk about Tyler Algier and how much he was going to impact this football team. You know, I feel like with Algier, with Bijan, it really doesn't matter who's RB1. Like, I don't really think about, you know, that, okay, this guy's got to be this lead back or how are they going to split care. Like, they're going to have plenty of opportunity to run the football with both of those guys and catch the football with both of those guys. Like, I don't really look at the importance of RB1 on a team like this because they're going to do so many different things with both of those running backs.
100%. I mean, you know, you think about a team like the Browns, who I was up here covering. Like, Nick Chubb is RB1, right? He is just that dude. But with the Falcons, and again, I'm going to harken back to some things you used to see with the Saints and the Packers and some teams, if they get a first-half lead, right, a lot of times they'll go with all those different fleet packages and things like that that we just kind of talked about. The second half, you're just hitting screen plays, you're powering the ball, you're crushing the clock, and just beating the hell out of teams almost into submission by the fourth quarter, a lot like what the Titans would do. They would get maybe even a 17-13 lead, and then they're just loading up on you in the second half and beating you to where they're going to get another second-half touchdown and a field goal to win games, you know, 27-14, just because your defense at some point has got to cry mercy. And I just, again, you know ideologically what the Falcons want to do, but they just, it doesn't matter. Again, one game it might be Tyler Algier. One game it might be Cordarrelle Patterson. You just don't know because they've got that many types of bodies, which is why the offensive line, you know, and a quarterback, it really, the success of this team all comes down to those two position groups.
Chief National Reporter for NFL Network, Steve Weiss, joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Flip over to the defensive side. You know, last time you and I talked, I said that I thought the low-key best move that this team made in the offseason was bringing Jerry Gray in. And we're already hearing guys talking about how, whether it's Richie Grant, Jalen Hawkins, Jesse Bates, guys are already talking about the influence that Jerry Gray has had on them. Look, this could be a really not just talented, but I think that this could be a special group in the secondary with Okuda, Terrell, Bates. Like, this has a chance to be something really special. Harkening back to maybe some of those old Falcons secondaries, you know, where Deion and Scott Case and some of those guys, this could be a really special group for this team.
Wow, look at you. Bringing up the Deons and the Ray Buchanans of the day. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I remember that. Listen, Tim McCyer, Deion Sanders, Scott Case, and Brian Jordan. That was my guys, man. That was my guys.
Right. But I mean, it's there's a lot of wisdom in that. Like Jesse Bates, I mean, here's just someone who just covers a lot of territory. You know, A.J. Terrell, he can cover off one side of the field. Okuda, we still need to see it, right? But as we talked about last time as well, you can have the five best DBs in the NFL. If you're not getting pressure on the quarterback, they can't cover. They can't cover these studs, you know, for very long. So, you know, that's still the most impactful part of it, you know. And so we'll see what Ryan Nielsen can do. Because, I mean, one thing Falcons fans should know is that Saints defensive front, they found ways to generate pressure. And so if you're one of these outside linebackers / defensive ends in this defense, you should love this because you look at some of the edge players that came through Ryan Nielsen, and he coached some of those guys up. Because inside, they're going to be fine with Onyemata, Calais Campbell, and Grady Jarrett. You know, they're going to stir things up. So, you know, again, whether they're going to manufacture pressure, some guys can find out ways to win individually, that's really going to be the key to how things work.
Well, and, you know, Steve, I mean, again, and I bring this up all the time, I mean, it's – you know, can Ebba Cady be that fire breather? You were just up in Cincinnati. Well, you know, Hendricks, I mean, you know, he's a fire breather coming off the edge. Miles Garrett's the ultimate fire breather coming off the edge. I mean, those are the guys that you have to have. And I wonder if an Arnold Ebba Cady can be that kind of player. Can he be a fire breather that comes off the edge for this team?
We'll find out. I mean, you know, look, all those guys have somebody on the other side as well. I mean, Trey Hendrickson's got Sam Hubbard. You know, Myles Garrett, now he's got Za'Darius Smith. So, you know, a lot of times you've got somebody who can steer traffic, you know, into a collision. And so they've got to find other ways to, you know, not give escape routes to the quarterbacks. But, yeah, I think Abe Cady, I mean, I'm a big fan of his. He's a heavy-handed guy. He showed flashes last year. I think there's some expectation of him this year. And, you know, we'll see. Again, playing under Ryan Nielsen, he should thrive a little bit just based on some of the success he's had coaching edge players. And he's got the talent. Now if he can just pull everything together with what they're doing overall on the defensive front, you know, he could be that guy.
Steve Wise, he's the chief national reporter for NFL Network. You can find him on his personal, what is it, Twitter page, MySpace page. I don't know what it is nowadays. At Weish89. And he joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Steve, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight. And we obviously will talk again soon.
Loved it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. When we get back from the top of the hour, it will be time from the Falcons flyover. We'll hear from Matt Bergeron, Kadarius Hodge, what they had to say, and a couple other stories that I want to get into as well. Arthur Blank did speak today, too. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.